AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. The first presidential debate between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton was confrontational from the start, with Trump frequently trying to interrupt Clinton and speaking over her answers. Here, he said she's been thinking about the nation's problems for a long time.
I have thought about this quite a bit.
Yeah, for 30
and
years.
I have, well, not quite that long. I think my husband did a pretty good job in the 1990s. I think a lot about what worked and how we can make it work again.
Well, he approved NAFTA.
3 million new jobs.
He approved NAFTA.
Balanced.
Clinton was more measured and restrained, but also needled Trump over his business record and wealth. Alan Schroeder, Northeastern University Journalism School professor, thinks Trump will have to do better in the next go-round.
I think Donald Trump can't have another debate like the one he had tonight because he's got to prepare. You know, he can't just show up. And the next one is a town hall debate. You have people in the audience asking questions, and sometimes those are hard to prepare for.
Residents of Cedar Rapids, Iowa, hope a temporary flood wall that's protecting thousands of homes and downtown buildings from the Cedar River will hold as that rain-swollen river crests. Linn County spokesman Ryan Schlater.
The National Weather Service is projecting a crest of 23 feet by Tuesday morning, and that would make it the second highest in Cedar Rapids history.
Residents fear a devastating flood like the one that hit there in 2008. In California, 300 homes are being evacuated in the Santa Cruz Mountains as a fast-moving wildfire grows. CAL FIRE Division Chief Mike Wilson says the winds aren't as bad as they have been, but the thermometer could hit 100.
We'll still have very, very hot temperatures, possibly even hotter than yesterday. However, the prediction for the erratic wind is not as extreme as it was yesterday.
Two Indiana children who were the subject of an Amber Alert have been found dead in a car. Their mother arrested on murder charges. This is AP Radio News. Houston police have not identified the man they shot and killed after he fired at people on the street in front of a condo complex Monday morning. Nine people were wounded. Lee Williams says a bullet came too close to him and a neighbor.
We had a gunshot go by over our head, very close. We heard it go zing right by us. At that point, we got out of the center of the street and went and stood behind the telephone pole and fence.
Police say the shooter was wearing military-style apparel with old Nazi emblems and had two weapons and more than 2,500 rounds of live ammunition. In tribute to Jose Fernandez, the Marlins' D. Gordon hit a home run Monday in the first at-bat for Miami since their ace pitcher died in a boating accident. Gordon sobbed as teammates hugged him in the dugout. He later told reporters he can't stop thinking about Fernandez.
How is he not here? How does he not show up today? And every time I see his number or his name, I just keep hearing his voice.
Miami won that game 7-3. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.